This is Fatima Mendez for UN News. Yumbi, in the Western Democratic Republic of the Congo, or DRC, resembles a ghost city in the aftermath of a days-long massacre last month, which left at least 535 victims, discovered by UN investigators in communal burial sites. That's according to Florence Marshall, spokesperson for the UN mission in the country, MONUSCO. In an interview with UN News on Wednesday, she described how the brutal inter-ethnic killings were carried out in a very organized manner, with many houses and public buildings also destroyed during the violence between Banunu and Batende community members that was sparked by a dispute over a local chief's burial. She told Pascal Sim that although the area is now calm, conditions remain tense, and much of the local population has fled across the Congo River into neighboring Republic of the Congo.
Between the 16 and the 18 December last year, 2018, in the Yumbi district, 4 villages were attacked. It was the result of high tension between 2 communities, Batende and Banunu, living in this area, which is located the western part of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, in the Maïdombe province along the Congo River. So it was violent clashes occurred between 2 communities during 3 days, between the 16 and the 18 of December, and it resulted in the killing of hundreds of people.
And last month, the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights reported that 890 people were killed in these clashes. Do we have more precise figures on the number of people killed and wounded in these clashes?
Yes, UN Human Rights team has just returned from an investigating mission in Yumbi. They spent 9 days in Yumbi in order to investigate on this allegation of inter-ethnic violence. And according to their preliminary report, the attacks and violence resulted in the death of at least 535 men, women, and children, and 111 injured. We could have more victims, but in 9 days, it was what they were able to work on and to document in I would say they have their own methodology. Again, the death toll could be higher than this, but at least 535 people.
And do we have any information about who committed these crimes, and have these killings been premeditated or organized?
Again, according to the investigation of the human rights team, the attacks were organized and conducted in a very organized manner and were most likely plan. And we have even elements that indicate that the planning started at least at the beginning of the month of December, maybe even before. And the attacks were extremely violent and fast, leaving little time for the population to flee. So it's and what was the trigger was the burial of one of Chef Coutumier, and that was supposed to take place in Yumbi, and one community was against the burial, and it was really the trigger of the violence between the two communities.
You went to Yumbi last Friday, and what could you tell us about the state of the city and the population who remained there?
It's a very strange feeling, because it really looks like a ghost city. We have documented that almost 1,000 houses have been destroyed. Also 14 churches, 7 schools, 5 health centers. The electoral commission building was destroyed. And, you know, it's maybe we could meet, I would say, 100 people, maybe 200 people, and but no more, because all people fled the zone, and most of them crossed the border, and in order to find a shelter on the other side of the Congo River in Congo Brazzaville.
Do the current conditions allow a return of the population in the Yumbi territory?
It's what we focus on, and Congolese security force has been deployed on the ground, both the police and the army, and of course they have the primary responsibility for the security of the town. Situation is calm at the moment, but it's still tense. But what needs to be done, it's first to take some measure to promote the reconciliation between the communities, and to rebuild the city. And for instance, the schools, 17 schools were destroyed. And when we were in Yumbi last Friday, people told us, okay, that one really symbolic gesture and would be to contribute to the building of a new school as soon as possible, in order to enable children from both communities to go back to school. But as we speak, conditions are not in place for going back to a normal life. Unfortunately, it will take time, and the justice will be an important element of the reconciliation program, and because it's there should be no impunity to this horrible crime.